Hey everyone, it's time to kick off another exciting edition of our DevOps Office Hours. It's July 26th, 2023. My name's Eric Osterman and I'll be your host. I'm the founder and CEO of Cloud Posse. Cloud Posse helps teams conquer AWS using our rock solid blueprints. Whether you're starting from scratch or just not satisfied with your current setup, book a session with me by going to cloudposse.com/quiz. Answer a few quick questions and we'll have a call to show you how your team will succeed on AWS. For those of you new to the call, the format is very informal. If you have any questions, this is a great place to ask. If you're curious about Cloud Posse or any of our open source tools and modules, please post them in our channel or in the Zoom chat. For those joining through our podcast or YouTube channel, we host these calls every week, so don't miss out. You can register for these live and interactive sessions by going to cloudposse.com/officehours. Our call today is recorded. We'll be posting a recording of this session to our YouTube channel. So if you want to support and help what we do over here, please hit those like and subscribe buttons. It helps us out a great deal. So just head over to youtube.com/cloudposse. youtube.com/cloudposse. It's also a great place to find the office hour sessions if you want to share them with your team. For example, today's session on Renovate Bot might be a good one. So let me get into announcements here. So today I'm not going through normal news and announcements as we have usually done. We're going to dive right into an advanced talk on Renovate Bot usage. We have a special guest from our community, Maxim Vlasov. Some of you may recognize him as one of the maintainers of the pre-commit hooks for Terraform that he does together with Anton Babenko. Recently, Maxim went on a very deep dive on how to use Renovate Bot, dare I say, at scale, and is going to share some tips and tricks about how he did that. For those of you who are not familiar with Renovate Bot, Renovate Bot is similar to Dependabot, only on steroids. We use it a lot at Cloud Posse. If you look at any of our Terraform repositories, you'll see a Renovate configuration in there. It supports so much more than you get with Dependabot, as you'll learn today. So everyone, please welcome Maxim Vlasov. I'm going to stop sharing my screen and let you take over, Maxim.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Let me share my screen. I suppose this one. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, or it might be a little bit more with this outside of your screen. Cool. So hi folks. Today we'll talk about Renovate and so some advanced user features. My name is Maxim Vlasov, and currently I can be described as co-author of GitOps. It's a channel about DevOps related things that's SRE and DevOps phase. In the face of respective community, which part of you can become by subscribing to the channel, and you can also subscribe to our newsletter. For Monday, I do some usual DevOps rocket science as part of Star Global team from Kyiv, Ukraine. And as Eric mentioned, I am maintainer of Recommit Terraform. It's a Git hooks for take care of your Terraform configuration. And I am organizer of HashiCorp user group Kyiv, one of the biggest and most active hacks in the world. And we have a bunch of talks in English, so feel free to check out. Well, Renovate is multi-platform automated dependency update system, which supports a bunch of languages, including regex, which we'll talk later, which means you can track and update absolutely any dependencies. In other words, Renovate is ultimate army Swiss knife for keep all your dependencies up to date. Except for gaps, here are supported by Renovate package managers, part of them working by default, and other you need to enable or preset up. And all of them built on top of data sources. Most of managers support more than one data source, but in everyday work, you will not see all this complexity at all. And all this just needed for understand how Renovate search release metadata for PRs and how you could on what you could learn performing deep customization. And also, yeah, you can set up which version and model you need to be used for your custom dependencies. Also set up internal dependencies tracking across public and private repos. So yeah, it's all sound a little bit complicated. That's why I said this, Renovate is army Swiss knife. But that's not a big deal for introducing Renovate to your organization in simple way. You just need less than 1 hour. So no fear of all of this, but let's check what other possibilities we have except Renovate before we start deep dive. Metalwork. It's could work for in small repos. Of course, if you set up some dependency review process, but in most cases, you forgot about updating, and that's how you get security breaches and how you could become more legacy than it could be. So let's just forget about it. Other useful things that we could find is pre-commit. It very useful during making a repo update and some extra cases, but not as full-fledged dependency updating solution. For example, there's how I make our Terraform and Helm repo, mono repo, first of all, up to date. Just using TF update, it's a very useful tool for Terraform, which able to pin and lock module provider and other stuff. So you can use it for during your update process, but also, in theory, you can set up it as full dependency update solution, but it's not worth it. You can just use something like Dependabot, for example. Dependabot is good. It's good for developers because it's mostly can update only stuff we choose developers, like package JSONs, requirement text, and so on. But it can't update stuff like versions inside Docker files or GitHub actions and so on. Also, for my perspective, documentation for Dependabot is more poor than for Renovate. Renovate documentation is also poor, but it's better than Dependabot. Dependabot works bad for monorepos. You need to specify all years passes inside configuration, and that's a little bit complicated. Also, in Dependabot, you have no shared config support. So in case if you have a big organization or at least a few repos where you would like to share your configuration, you need to copy-paste it to each repo. And there's no way to support them from one place. So if you need to change something, you need to go to each of these repos and create PRs with these changes. So it's a little bit what GitHub can improve at all. Yeah. So yeah, we can do mostly anything with Renovate. You can see this nice King of the Hill cut on it. So let's just check what we can do with it. Yeah, let me just move to here. First of all, this you can do shareable config process. It's like shared library. Here we have some information. If you don't like to understand how it always works, you just need to check this usage sections and include it to your repository and it will work. In case if you would like to just inspire by this repository, here's some information about how you can debug shared process, because Renovate able to generate information that something wrong with your Renovate config, but not for shared presets. So main difference between shared presets is it's called default JSON file. A repo config called Renovate JSON file. So what else we have here? Some useful links, like if you don't like to read all documentation, you can just look on these links and you get maybe 80% of what you really need from call Renovate docs. And yeah, if you'd like much more, you can just grab this algorithm and create your regex manager, which can update absolutely anything. Yeah, this is all from repo. So let's look how default JSON file. Renovate by itself. Hosted renovate by GitHub app. It understands only renovate config repository in your organization and only default JSON file. But JSON don't understand commands, so I just set up simple CI jobs that convert them JSON 5 to JSON. I will not download all of this stuff means, but let's make some highlights. First of all, basically you get only config base. It's about 8 basic functions. Let me show you, which enable, this one. Config base. Where is it? Okay, maybe they update the documentation, because one stuff that I don't like from Renovate, it's a good and bad part of Renovate. They do about 100 deploys each week and do major updates versions about few months, every few months. So many changes can be changed from year to year. So config base, also something interesting stuff that I would like to show with to you. It's minimum release age. It's very useful when you use, for example, NPM stuff, because you can unpublish NPM from NPM, NPM package from NPM registry. Also in most cases, if some problems with package exist, like bug or something like that, in most cases, in 3 days, it will be fixed and released new version. So you just will get some additional security for your updates. So you don't need to just get updates when it was released. Also, it's able to create some security alerts from the Panda board, some additional enabling, some pre-setup, and package rules. These are very nice solutions because, it looks a little bit weird because it's regex with JSON, but it's able to customize definition for any package, any dependency type, absolutely anything and do what you would like to do. In this case, we just make GitHub Actions work with, I'm not really sure what to do. We can just grab it from Renovate, how it named. Share preset, as they use its own share preset, and it just works fine. And as I today had conversation with Eric, looks like it's provides some additional tools to update version types inside GitHub Actions. Also we have similar stuff that add support for variables like Helm version updates inside your Docker files, and same also able also exists for GitHub Actions, but are it's you, done.
Are you going to show somewhere an example of those in use, like in a Docker file? That'd be helpful.
Docker file, let me. I'm not sure that I can share it. Right. Okay. Maybe we have some Docker files with, we don't have here Docker files, but probably we have some versions here. Versions. It is latest. Oh, okay, we have only latest stuff. It's just not neat. Okay, let me do a little bit it's different way. Let's just roll it. I just quickly copy paste into list from private repo, which I suppose I can't share with my auditory because of NDA, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, it was really just to show an example of how the regexes can really help with any file format, basically. Like you can have a YAML file that has versions defined in it.
Basically this one.
Okay, here's a perfect one, yeah.
So we have this renovate data source. It's like string before your argument. And it's, let me just show, let's also use it. Mostly, how many? 18 matches. So we 18 times update dependencies inside Docker file just by renovate. And it's not supported by Dependabot, yeah. Dependabot probably can update version of image, but I'm not sure.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, also just to it's a preset config, and you just kind of use it by these two lines. It's all what you need. Also, you can extend your local all or redefine preset by provide some additional rules. So in case if you don't like something here, you just disable it or reintroduce something. Yeah, also which nice feature have and dependency have not, it's dependency dashboard in each. Ah, yeah, I remember you can enable it. It's depend about, but it's by default, it's integrated also inside your name repository, somewhere, maybe in dependencies. But it not have some flexibility which Renovate have. For example, I generated these things, part of body from default JSON file. What we have here, it's mostly like status control of your repository. Here we see some pending status checks. It means that we have some branches, but these branches not yet moved to PRs. So we can click here and they will be created. In few minutes, of course, if it have no glitch. I love demos. Okay. Also, we have some ignored. Come on, ignored unblocked part is here. So some case, if you'd like, wouldn't like to merge something or it's broken and so on, you can just close this PR or do something like that, and it will be shown here. And you have some dependency detections in big repos. They truncated because GitHub and other vendors can just provide so much text inside your issues, but they but it could be useful for some reasons. Yeah, and you can trigger Renovate to run for this repo from this exactly issue, or you can go to the dashboard and trigger here. Also, in this nice dashboard, you can find some logs for your jobs. Basically, it's useful for debug if something not work as accepted. You just go here, find your job, and if you can't understand how it fixed, you just go to Renovate and ask them what's wrong with it. And they ask pretty quickly. In most cases, take about few hours before you get some answers.
Does that require a paid version of Renovate, or do you get?
No. You just go to Renovate GitHub, Renovate bot, Renovate repo, find discussion sections. Discussions and work.
Oh, they're GitHub discussions. Makes sense.
Yeah, and create new topic. New discussion. And that's all. Yeah, also, in some cases, they ask you for reproduction and so on. So you need to pay attention to the question. But in most cases, when you firstly ask something, second time it will be much faster. What? For what purpose? Configure Renovate. Yeah. So first time when you add Renovate JSON. When you add the Renovate app to your organization, Renovate will create a configure Renovate PR for each repository. Before you will merge or do something with this PR, Renovate will not perform any checks, any updates. So that's how looks Renovate, configure Renovate PR for a repository, which not fully yet updated. So it's just create 28 pull requests with some limitations because by default, it's limited to 2 PRs per hour and 10 PRs at all. Open it for repository. So you will not be overhammered with this, all this stuff. But you can be if you change per hour limit for 0. You can get all these pull requests in at once. And here will look like a PR for fully updated repos. So it's just describe what will be changed, what will be monitored in this repo in future, as I said. Okay. Auto close. Another nice feature, which DependentBot have not, because it's after closing PRs. So for example, you get few PRs like update for minor tag and update for major tag, and you merge major, then minor updates, which will be, for example, we update for 35 version. Then 34 dot something, not more valid. So we just Renovate will just auto close this PR. And also, if any new versions will exist, Renovate automatically will update this PR. So when DependentBot just close this PR and open another PR, and it's really madness because you can have some comments inside this pair, some history, et cetera, et cetera. And it just go to history, and that's, I don't know, very hate dependent board present, but hopefully I don't use it mostly. And yeah. What else? In case if you introduce some changes, like commit something, Renovate will found this and will stop updating your PRs from new versions. But if some cases, if you'd like to force update, you just can rebase this PR. Of course, you will destroy all your changes, which was done by you, but you get a fresh newer version. Also, you can see that we have changes and we have pending versions. That's from this 3 days waiting settings. So we suppose that this version is stable and this six not yet stable because it's created in less than 3 days. Yeah. Also about more about ignored rebroted. It's can be ignored when, for example, you call SPR, as I said before, and it can be ignored in case when you reverse some changes. So, for example, you merge a new version, like 1.2.2, found that it's buggy, you reverted it, and Renovate will not create new update PR because it's already understands that you reverted it. And this PR also will be described as ignored in your dependency dashboard. Okay, we okay. Renovate able to pin digest for your tags. And this is very, very pretty nice because when you pin just tag, you know, it's mutable. Digest is unmutable. So if someone tried to recreate tag or delete it, you will still be it will be work for you until you have access to the shipper, until you have access to this dependency at all. And some notes about, yeah, it's just example which bugs I had before and with Renovate. And for example, how quickly they fix this issue, maybe in 2 months. It was a big issue that it's not support this version constraint with Terraform, but it already works. And another, also log file maintains. I don't recommend to use this setting at all because it's really buggy. Or otherwise, if you'd like to create many Renovate discussions about it, that will very help for Renovate community, but it's not works very well.
You've tried this with Terraform, or is it only like for Python? Or
this one just for Python because this one was for pfile logs. So it was problem for pfile itself in Renovate. It supports many different Python dependencies management solutions. And pfile looks like I was forced to use pfile in many pfiles in one repo. So it could be. You can be first in something. And it was fixed at maybe in a week. Yeah. So they work pretty hard and all this for free. So I I really appreciate how they works inside Renovate. It's very, very nice. Very nice for guys. And also, it's like kind of joke, but you can pin your latest to digest. And in case if your latest will be broken, you always can revert to latest, working latest. Yeah, but it's possible, yeah. And this how it looks like, yes, if I remember correctly, it was a week when CloudPos moved to adopt AWS provider version 5, so it's create a bunch of new releases. That's why we have so much here. But it's very nice to describe how renovates to work with all of it. It will not create all these PRs. First of all, and also you can see that we have some dependency lookup sparrings. So in case if something will wrong with your configuration or in a way it can't find it, it will create issue or describe it inside dependency dashboard. So this how we have scheduling. So in my case, we have schedule all updates on Monday and Tuesday. And that's how it works. Looks like on Sunday, and that's how it looks like on Monday, Tuesday. So it's just create few PRs, and all other stuff will go rate limited. That's very useful to not overwhelm your CI. For example, we have SpaceLib, which run a bunch of checks. In some cases, it can run up to 1,000 checks for one PR. And when you, for example, if you have some model that you use mostly in all components. So to not overwhelm it, it's rate limited. Then on the Tuesday, all this stuff looks like that. So we have some bunch of PRs that's not scheduled in this update week, and it will wait for next scheduling window. So you, from my perspective, it's about maybe 10 PRs per week from Renovate. In case if you have more than 10 PRs. Other will be just student, and you will not overwhelm it with all these PRs in one day or one week. So you can just gradually update your infrastructure. Your or not infrastructure, no matter what you use, you just can gradually update it. But one another time, better update your repository before introducing Renovate, otherwise you will see so much this PRs and you will just be look on it and just okay, come on, maybe just better to disable it. And
that's the biggest thing I see derail companies when they enable these things, is they just get overwhelmed with PRs and it's just noisy. And
yeah, it's noisy if you not set up it correctly. Because if I remember correctly, it's create PRs every day by default, but it's still limited for 10 PRs per repo. So mm-hmm. every time by default, every time when you close one PR, a new one will be created. So you always will have 10 PRs open until you update all dependencies. This slide maybe just for screenshots because it's better. I just need to remember this link, other you just can click by go to presentation. So first of all, you can easy start by Renovate config. Oh, okay. It's something.
So we have some questions in the chat. Venkat asks if Renovate is something that can be self-hosted.
Yeah, Renovate can be something that you self-hosted. But if you host it in GitHub, please don't do it. Because you will struggle with maintaining Renovate up to date. It's can it's have too much releases, and you will have very big maintenance gap to maintain it. So if you have, if you cannot maintain it, just please do not. Also, yeah, summary, yeah, update. Dependent bot works nice for devs. This stuff, you can grab it and use it just right now. And yeah, questions. So another question, so let's see what else.
Oh, Venkat, I think you maybe asked a longer question about managing dependencies between poly repos in a...
poly repos.
Well, let's make sure we introduce the question sufficiently so everyone understands. Here, let me, I'm going to share my screen, go back to the slide.
Sure.
If I find it.
First of all, disclaimer, I don't set up it. So I can just describe what in the documentation already exists.
I'm just going to, let me read it.
Okay.
The time. Office hours, here we go. So Venkat asks, how do you folks handle dependencies between repos? For example, I update repository A, cut a release tag. Repo B needs to be updated with the tag from repo A, and then a release gets cut from repo B. Repo C needs to be updated with the release tag from repo B. Also, there are situations where repo B will have a release not dependent on repo A, and there are situations where repo C will not have a release dependent on repo A or B. Are there any solutions for this? How do you folks usually handle or roll your own automation to make it easier?
Yeah. First of all, if repository on which you need to get release or tag, if it's public, it's no problem, grab it at all. All interesting things start when you need to grab an update private repos. For that case, you need to provide GitHub tokens, if I remember correctly, to renovate somehow. Maybe for that you need to use self-hosted solution. I'm not sure that GitHub app able to do that. But hopefully we don't use private repos with dependencies. So
has anyone else on the chat used renovates in a self-hosted manner? Doesn't sound like it. All right. Venkat, were you working or thinking about this in a private setting?
No, we're looking at doing this on our public repos. So there's quite a bit of tagging, quite a bit of overhead on the PRs. So from that perspective, it sounds like Renovate, based off what was shared so far, sounds pretty solid for us. Like, we just have to take the time to implement it correctly. So super cool demo. Like, yeah, it's easily going to save us hours once we get this going. The only concern that I have based off everything is, When does this go from free to something with a huge paywall? But that's just open source, so yeah.
We've been using it for like 4 or 5 years at this point, I feel like. So there's been no change in that time. I guess they should be monetizing it at some point. I'm curious about the company behind it, and you know how Renovate factors into it.
Yes, they maintain it in a different way, white label. Which renamed it to Menti, as I understand, a few years ago. They just provide many integrations which are paid with Renovate. So you can update more security stuff, make some better, bigger, and some other by paying money to Menti. Not Renovate, it's like a free solution for all.
Cool. Anyone else have questions on Renovate or how to keep things up to date?
Also, nice think that Renovate was created before DependaBot.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure why DependaBot was created at all.
Yeah, competition, I guess, is good. And for the record, GitHub bought DependaBot. So now GitHub is DependaBot is natively integrated into GitHub.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to say something?
Yeah, I implemented a little while ago. I heard from here or, you know, in Jen's weekly thing, but it really rated immediately as like in the just what I always wanted category. You know, to see something that just went in and found all this shit that I have, you know, manually culled through. It's like you see it when you're coding other stuff and, you know, this really frees you up. That said, it was a lot of a good thing. So the question that I have now at this point, I've got it running on my module repo. It's got my root, main root modules and all kinds of modules, but they're kind of unpinned, you know, by design, because I want to control everything in the other repo that has state and config. And those are broken down by environments. So, you know, it'll roll through dev, staging, UAT, and production. And I guess there's a lot of ways to skin that, because that's like noisy times the number of environments. So I want to restrict that to just like the environment's dev and then whatever stacks happen to be under there. That's a problem that I'm facing now, or finding some way to look at it, because I know when I fix stuff in dev, it's going to be, you know, a cycle before it hits prod. But I love it. I think it's really cool. And I think the way you did the issue, the like the dashboard and the issue is really cool too. So thank you.
I think the dashboards are interesting. Do you find that dashboards, I think it's a clever usage of checkboxes in the dashboard. Do you find it natural or gimmicky?
Say created by default, so it's checkbox was I don't know how long this was introduced, but at least in this year is always exists. Also about you mentioned that you need to just leverage which directories should be used for updates. You can use specials for that, and just describe that you can describe paths here. So maybe I can find example for that, but I'm not sure. But yeah, definitely by package rules, I can just say that, okay, this depth types should be updates only for these passes.
We got a question from Sean Roberts. As my screen resizes here,
I can just speak to it real quick. It was similar to I missed up until a few minutes ago. I had an incident, but the last person was describing of the tiers and different things like that. We have a bunch of common modules. I'm sure Cloud Posse experiences this a lot, because you have a lot of common modules that you reuse, right? So if I have 1,000 root, just as an example, and this is a common example for us, if I have 1,000 different Terraform roots, specifically talking Terraform modules, and they're all pinned to a version, we're still figuring out what's the most scalable model, no matter what's going to work, but what's the most scalable model for how we use Renovate Bot to do that. Like, you could have a PR for every single root, but then you've got 1,000 PRs, right? You could have a one massive PR, but then you have to apply all that. That's not ideal. You could have a PR per tier, so you update the 250 roots that are in the dev environments in one PR. Sorry if you've covered this already, but that's the challenge that we face.
I'll mention that we had a similar problem, and there's one thing about root modules and maybe the level of testing you have available or can do there. And then there's like child modules, and child modules having dependencies, which is like the bane of our existence, maintaining hundreds.
Yeah, we have both. Yeah, we definitely have both. I'm thinking root modules, because that's more direct, and then we'll have to move on to child modules.
So just one thing to comment on that. What we've used for a long time in combination with RenovateBot is something called Mergify. And Mergify is nice. It's also free, but only free for open source. And then you pay, you know, not not insignificant amounts to do it closed source. But you can set up all kinds of rules then. And if you combine that with your Terra tests, assuming you have them, then you can auto merge a lot of those PRs opened by Renovate. And that's helped cut down massively the amount of effort of maintaining all of our modules pinnings.
You mean auto merge in combination with
Renovate?
Well, let's say we're talking Terraform specifically, where you need to go and do an apply, right? You wouldn't merge that until you did the apply, right? Or
we're talking child modules, right? So child modules are stateless, have no backends, have no states. So that's not an issue. And that's why there is no generic solution. You need to solve it one way for child modules, which you might have 10 different 10 different tests you run, for example. And then you have your root modules, which you have to apply in a certain order, and probably a little bit more dangerous automating that process, although everything is possible in engineering.
Yeah, I'm just curious if anybody's done that, where you've got, 100 different Terraform roots all updated in the same PR. And a system like Atlantis or Spacelift or Terraform Cloud handles that in a single PR. Different topic.
We do that, but we update one dependency at once and just check plans that's no breaking. Also, you can automate merging with Renovate itself. But you need to be really sure that your test it's waiting for tests that you will specify for each branch. And if all they will complete it successfully, Renovate able to merge them directly to your main branch, but only if you don't set up protection rules for this branch. So it's a little bit complicated in the real world. If you don't have protection, it's already a big question how you work, but Renovate can do it in other.
So Sean, just for context, Maxime is using Renovate together with Spacelift, I believe. So that's how they handle the release gates for every environment. You can merge it into main, what you got in Dependabot. Well, so Dependabot opens the PR. Spacelift or similar tool shows you what the impact of that is in every environment. You merge your PR. Now you have a release to every affected environment. And then you confirm those either automatically, which is supported by Spacelift, according to rules like no destructive changes, no deletions, no... nothing affecting production, for example. It's configured by policy. So that allows you now to auto merge and you can auto merge and then you can auto apply in lower environments, for example, which have non-critical breaking changes. And that's doable today and being done today.
Great, thanks.
Let's see, I think we got a couple more messages here maybe. Vlad says, not 1,000 PRs, but I did do tens and hundreds of PRs. We release a module, Renovate creates a PR, GitHub Actions comments, so Atlantis applies it, Mergify merges the PR. And he's been doing that successfully since 2019 and it's been working great.
Cool.
All right. We got another few minutes here. I think we can open up the questions on any topic at this point. Thanks again, Maxime, for preparing for this for the last few weeks. I appreciate it. Great talk. We'll share. If you can share all those links in the Office Hours Slack channel, then everyone can follow.
They already inside slides. So let me just share links to slides. It will be much easier.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, let's see here. Any other questions on any other topic? Eric Berg asks, has anyone implemented TF Migrate in Spacelift? Yeah, so TF Migrate, if everyone's not familiar, is a tool to kind of create migrations like you would with a database, but for Terraform in such a way you can do it together with your automation, your CI/CD. And no, personally, we have, I mean, and personally, and speaking for Cloud Posse, we've not attempted it, you know, bucket list. Anyone else using TF Migrate? All right. And okay, so we shared the links there to the slides. Pepe says mono repo file releases. Oh yeah, that's a hot topic. hot topic only because he and I were talking about it a lot in DMs on SweetOps. So I'd like to know if anyone has any recommendations, prior art specifically or ideally related to like Terraform and Terraform module versioning within a monorepo, basically using version files for modules in a repo and publishing artifacts, you know, on merging to main. What tooling have you seen used for this to bump Sembers? And have you seen a solution like this not leveraging or relying on external registries, so just like entirely native within GitHub? Or is it really only practical if you're publishing these artifacts to a registry, a Terraform registry, like one of the 25 open source ones out there, including the ones hosted by HashiCorp, Spacelift, and presumably others? Curious, anyone have this? Yeah, so this is just a call for feedback if anybody has suggestions.
The biggest problem, I guess, we were talking about, Eric, was how do you, can you release, instead of releasing the whole monorepo, can you release a component or module within that monorepo in a specific release cadence? Or do you have to release the whole monorepo every single time that you you make a change to one of those modules within that monorepo? That's where it gets complicated.
Yeah, so let me, I guess, bring it closer to home with a practical example. This is where I'm thinking about it for Cloud Posse, or we're thinking about it for Cloud Posse. We've had lots and lots of discussions and haven't been able to reach a good agreement on how to move forward. So we have this monorepo. It has hundreds of root modules inside of it. We call these root modules components. These components right now are all versioned when we merge things into main. And we, just because we didn't have a better approach for the time, we just used what we've done previously, which is relying on release drafter, which is a great GitHub action. Based on labels on your pull request, it'll cut a release, you know, minor, patch, or major on merge. Now that's great if you have a proper like monorepo where you can test now hundreds of modules or these root modules and that they all work at that release and yada, yada, yada. Plot spoiler, we can't do that. It's cost prohibitive right now. And we also don't have the testing for all of these root modules. So we need a way to version them independently. So ALB, ACM can version 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, 2.0, and so forth. And then another example would be like our EKS modules. Other times we need our modules to be released together, so they should be combined. So we're trying to figure out how best to communicate that with a tagging strategy. And you know, one of the things that Spacelift does, if you look at their infrastructure, I think they have one here on their modules. They created something for themselves. They have their Spacelift registry, Terraform registry, and they use a version file that defines the version as such. So that's kind of like the prior art that I'm leaning towards right now. And curious to see what other examples you've seen in Terraform. If not Terraform, then what other examples have you seen for other successful monorepo projects operating in open source?
And you cannot use, you can, but it's not recommended to use tags without releases for those specific components or modules, because otherwise when you do a git pull once for that repo, it would take hours to actually do the git pull. The more tags you have in a repo, the slower it becomes. So that's another problem.
That's a consideration. Yeah, because what we were thinking is, for everything that changes, add a tag for that. But then that's, that's going to add thousands of tags pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, the main problem is what